For my verbal analysis, I'm going to analyze the passage from the Immortal Life of Herod Tallax. So, the global issue was the racism. This global issue comes to call by the race of people, black people especially, due to Jim Crow. They were forced to separate with white Americans, and which is an act of racism. So, this story is about when Herod Tallax had a stomachache, and her family told her to check it up in the local clinic. After the passage, the author writes about the wealth gap between the African American and the Americans. Scholar tries to use the best cycle of education to prove her finding on the wealth gap. So this passage talks about how blacks suffered from Jim Crow, which is the main theme of the passage, and a few recall of Harriet Tubman's mother's background. And this also explains how the cancer might influence her if she did not give her birth to the fifth child. So this passage is important because it gives some information about Jim Crow, and it relates to other point that school had made, which is the separation of the hospital. And the idea of this is to pursue others, not supporting Jim Crow, because it's dangerous and it's harm that would bring. So because the African American were free from the Jim Crow, they were separated and their lives were put into danger when no one bothers to save them. And the author is most likely to pursue the audience who doesn't understand much of the Jim Crow. The author is also doing this because it is important to history and everyone should be noticing of that. School used Jim Crow to show the difference of treatment in different ways. African Americans were restricted and forced to go to certain places due to Jim Crow back in the 18th century. From like 8 to 9, which wrote, when black people showed up at white-only hospital, the staff was likely to send them away, even they might be dying in the parking lot. The quote gives a clear example on how the African Americans were treated. The action that staff had made is the act of separation, but what can you do under the Jim Crow? Another example is school used a different race to show its status level. In line 4 to 5, the public ward at Hopkins were filled with patients, most of them black and unable to pay their medical bills. So, the word medical bills shows the wealth status, and in America, everyone should be able to pay that if they want to go, and if they're white, most of them. So, school uses the word being black to compare with the recent bill. The bill, which is a huge deal because under Jim Crow, where the black American had less power of arguing, it's true that it's more likely for African American to live in the states of poverty, and most of them are slaves as well. So it's a good comparison. Another example is school use difference to pursue more people to understand the background of Jim Crow. In line 5 to 8, David drove Henrietta nearly 20 miles to get there, but because it's the only major hospital for miles that treated black patients. So, as I said before, the Jim Crow actually separates the African American and the white American, which means school is trying to show the lower class of the Americans by rushing to the hospital because of illness. The hospitalist might have the disease. Virus killed her already before she even entered the hospital. The point of this is to show that blacks were treated unfairly by the Jim Crow. Moving on. School used Samu to support the idea of her from the unlocking event. So, and this is evidence from line 10 to 12. Even Hopkins, which did treat black patients back then, segregated them into color wards and had color-only fountains. So the huge hospital, which is built for a poor and safeness, doesn't really treat black patient especially like it's the same like how they're treated out there, which means the black did not have still the black still have not the black did not have much power back then. And most scary things is after traveling for miles and miles, she might not be sh be sure anyway because. Be saved anyway because the separations, and she might not be so focused by the doctors because she is black. So here the school Now, the author uses the word even to show the uncertain chance that the result of saving Herenta might be a waste of time. However, at the end, Herenta did get saved. School, another, you know, second to last example is Gu used the powerless to destroy the unlucky life of Herenta Lex. In line 37, after the delivery of her fifth child, Lex had significant blood in her urine. So, here, what the author has done is the word blood. To add visual, and which adds a lot of visual and coloring to the quote, it also gives the life status of Herenta Lex. Later, she uses the word convex to show the danger of her since she's not feeling well already. Excuse me. Lastly, Sklu used recall to show the harm of Jim Crow. In line 1-2, the hospital bill for sick and poor, which is an example that I've said before. The Jim Crow actually separates the wealth and the poverty. So this shows the government had already had a plan of separating them before the Jim Crow even got started. And the hospital is in the pressure of excusing the Americans for not helping African Americans in their local clinic, or the clinic that are only allowed with a white American. So since Africa already has their own place to go, so they should just go there instead of going to the same hospital with the normal white American. To conclude, its quote also gives another problem of African American had, which was the wealth gap. The wealth gap had a bad cycle due to the lack of education, and the reason that they're having bad education is because of the Jim Crow. This is important because the wealth gap is another factor of African American, and keeps them from powerless. And this is also the reason that they were separated, because they don't want them to. The white American doesn't want them to gain their power back. So everything is legal under the Jim Crow law, and this is the reason that I believe that school had included ideas of Jim Crow laws into the life of Herenta Lex. In the modern society, African Americans are still being excluded by people that has unconscious bias against it, but it's getting better since the Jim Crow law has been nerfed and removed. Thank you.